This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 21st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A mission that got off to a late and decidedly rocky start ended smoothly Wednesday morning at the Kennedy Space Center as the shuttle Atlantis touched down on runway 15, bringing the STS-122 mission to a successful close at 9:07 a.m. Eastern Time. NASA had stated it wanted to get Atlantis on the ground before the U.S. Navy's attempt to shoot down a defective spy satellite with a missile launched from a cruiser in the Pacific. That attempt came at 10:26 p.m. Eastern Time Wednesday night, and the Pentagon says the first shot did the trick. It has not been confirmed that the faulty spy satellite's hydrazine fuel tank was destroyed, but Marine General James Cartwright, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, told reporters at the Pentagon there don't appear to be any big pieces of the 5,000-pound satellite left. Quote, "Thus far, we've seen nothing larger than a football," unquote. Eclipse Aviation is helping spread enthusiasm for the Eclipse 500 in Russia. As ANN has reported, European Technology and Investment Research Center Aviation in Russia, also called ETURC, recently entered into an agreement with Eclipse to assemble the 500 in Russia and handle sales for Europe, Russia, and Turkey. An important step was finding a suitable location for a plant. On Monday, ETURC's own Eclipse 500 was flown to Ulyanovsk-Vostochny International Airport, where ETURC says it has provided numerous demonstration flights to Russian officials and media representatives. Eclipse President Vern Rayburn and ETURC Aviation Chairman Roel Pieper say they've agreed on a prime location at the airport for the proposed plant. Russ Mayer Jr., Chairman Emeritus of Cessna, oversaw the plane maker's ascent into the ranks of elite business jet manufacturers. His son, Russ III, has spent the last 13 years in increasingly responsible roles at Cessna, most recently as program manager for the Citation Mustang light jet. But effective March 3rd, Mayer the Younger will make the crosstown move to join Hawker Beechcraft as director of new product development, with duties including the management of risk-sharing partners. Randy Nelson, Hawker Beechcraft senior VP for product development and engineering, says of Russ, quote, "His rich experience and knowledge of the industry will help Hawker Beechcraft continue to deliver innovative new products to our many valued customers worldwide," unquote. Mayer says his dad supported the move. Boeing is no doubt hoping that the U.S. Air Force was watching yesterday as it delivered the first KC-767 tanker to Japan for use by that country's Air Self-Defense Force. It's the first aerial refueling aircraft in Japan's history. As Boeing Integrated Defense Systems President and CEO Jim Albaugh put it, quote, "This delivery confirms Boeing's standing as the world's leading provider of aerial refueling tankers and continues our company's proud 75-year history of producing tankers," unquote. Boeing is locked in a competition with a Northrop Grumman EADS consortium to win a contract to produce the U.S. Air Force's next-generation KC-X tanker. Northrop has promoted its KC-30 entry as more capable in transport roles and is having the more reliable supplier network, pointing out that Boeing is over a year late delivering the first KC-767 to Japan. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. U.S. Airways pilots will vote on whether to break with the ALPA. Airbus says its delayed A400M will fly this summer. And another European airline positions itself for U.S. industry consolidation. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with ANN Managing Editor Rob Finfrock about the demise of Atom Aircraft. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. You'll find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.